Daf is Daf Mem Test, the very last Daf of Maseches Sota. So we got to the last few lines of Mem Ches Mem Beis, I think, right? I think the two dots.
Yes.
Pasku Anshe Amana. The Mishnah told us that during a certain time period, they no longer had people who were Balamuna, Balabitachim. It didn't exist anymore. This is one of the statements in the Mishnah. Who said that statement? Who was the author of that statement? That was... Where'd that line go?
I'm sorry?
I'm looking back in the Mishnah.
Who said...
Yeah, there we go.
Wondering
okay.
What the Mishnah said. Because,
right, so it said, Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, Bata Shamir, Venofes Sufim, Pascha Anshe Amana. So with the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, one of the things listed was the Anshe Amana no longer existed. They're no longer Bali Emunah, no longer Bali Pitachon. That's what the Mishnah told us. So the Gemara says now, three lines on the bottom up. Mem Ches Mem Beis, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Elu Bnei Adam Shein Ma'aminim Bakadosh Baruch Hu. This refers to people who trust, believe in Hashem. Amunah, Bitachon, seemingly are different things, but I think we're saying from this, Gemara sounds like they're very much connected. That Ditanya Rabbi Eliezer Agada Omer Kol Misha Yeshel Pas Pesalo. Somebody who's Pas Pesalo, who has literally bread in his basket, but has some level of Bitachon and security and food. V'omer Ma Ochel Lamachar. And what am I going to eat tomorrow? A guy has food today. He says, what am I going to eat tomorrow? He's of the Eino Ela Mikatnei Emunah. He's of those who have very little belief. What do you mean? Just like Hashem provided for you today, He'll provide for you next week and tomorrow. V'hainu Damar Rabbi Elazar Mari Dechsev. What does the Pasuk mean when it says, Pasuk appears in Zechariah, Ki mi vaz liyom kitanos? Who's going to be vaz, lashon of disgrace, I guess? Mi garam letzadikim shiz bazbez shilchanon lasid lavo. Who's going to cause the tzaddikim that their tables will be, well, he's positive, again, disgraced, and lost level that the tables will not be full. Katnos shaya behen lo aminu b'kadosh baruch hu. What's going to cause their tables to be empty? Lost level, the fact that they don't trust in Hashem now will result in their having an empty table, if you will, lost level. Rava Amar, Rava says, no, you know what Akatne Munar, what Bali Munar mean? Rava Amar, now rather, he's interpreting the words here, Ketanos, you know what Ketanos means? It means Elu Ketane Bnei Rishay Yisrael. The children, the young children of the sinners of Israel, the ones who die when they're young. So that's what a different interpretation. Shemivaz Bezin Din Avim, La'asad Lavo. Says Rashi in the top of Mem Tesam Aleph, Shemivaz Bezin Din Avim, Korin Din Avim. They tear the din of their fathers, Shik Shibban Ladunan Omrim Lefana Vachule. So that they're able to say, the continuation of the Gemara is, Omrim Lefana Ribbono Sholom, Meachisha Ta'asi Lifara Mehen Lama Hakyasa Shinem Bam. So their response to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, why are you causing all this pain and suffering of our children dying young if you plan to take punishment from us later on? And through that, they're able to tear the kriya, tear their din of what they're supposed to get la'asad lava. So it's a completely different reference to understanding the pasuk here. Then the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Eli bar Yivarchaya, Il male tfilasa shel David, had it not been for the davening of David HaMelech, hayakol yisal mochi ravav. All of Klaiso would have been selling, ravav is the leftover material.
Right, they were very poor.
Right. Rashi says, Mochi Ravav hu davar mo, something disgusting, could go in chayla v'shumen, oils or fats, v'nidbak b'begadim v'nimasim, they get stuck to the clothing and it becomes gross. V'en lecha adam misasik b'em ele ani. And only ani are dealing with such asik. So, had it not been for davar melech's davening, all of Klai Yisrael would have been involved in such malacha. Shenemar, the pasuk says, pasuk appears in Tehillim, Shisa Hashem mor lehem. So the Rashi explains, the first narrow line down, the right column, Shisa Hashem Mor Lehem, La'el Mine, above the Pasuk said, Ksiv, Kilo Lenetach Yishchach, Evyon, Tikvas, Anavim, Tevel La'ad, the poor person will not be forgotten. Shisa Hashem Mor Lehem, Tein Lehem Maros Los Nanim, Osha, give to the Anim wealth, Shehu Hagoyim Nagin Behem Kavod, that the Goyim should honor them. So you see the Jewish people being very wealthy and successful. This way the Goyim will give them kavod and realize that this all comes from the source of Hashem. So had it not been for that bracha, that tefillah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of David HaMelech, rather, we all would have been these very lowly melachas. Another statement of Rabbi Lai Bar Yivarcha, the Gemara says, Ilmalei Tfilaso Shel Chabakuk, had not been for Chabakuk's davening, Hayu Shnei Tamidei Chachamim Miskasim B'Tas Achas V'Oskim B'Torah. We would have been so poor that two Chavrusa would have been learning under one blanket. They would not be enough to go around to have their own blanket, their own coat. They have to share. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Hashem Shemati Shemacha, Hashem, I heard your calling out. Yirasi Hashem Palecha Beker Shnaim Chayehu. Atiku Bekerav Shnaim Ela Bekor Shnaim. So Rashi explains here, Bekerav Shnaim Oso Pula Shelcha Dahainu Dvar Torah Shehi Bekuv Shnaim. Torah comes when two people come close to each other. Sheshnaim Tzichim Neskarev Yachab Bekisayach. They have to come together under the same blanket, under the same coat. Chayehu, says Rashi, Rifa'ehu, heal them, Varevach Lehem Vintain Lehem Chiyusam, and give them profit, give them what to work with. So what exactly was this tefillah he said? Aha. So that's the idea that the pasuk is Bekerv Shanim, really should be read as Bekerv Shanayim, that the closeness of two people, that's how they learned. And he says, in the davening was, he said that you should be Chayehu, heal them, Rufecha, make them not have to be so close to each other in order to learn. And that was the tefillah of Chabakuk. Another statement of Amar Rabbi Eli Bar Yivarchia, Shnei Tamit Chachamim Hamalchim Bederach. Two learned individuals are walking along the path, Vein, Beinayim, and Divrei Torah, they're not learning. Ruin Lisrof, Baish, they're worthy of being burnt. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, "Vayhi hema holchim haloch." They're walking along the way. V'davar, v'hinei rechav esh v'gomer. There's a pasuk that appears in Malachim, and there is a chariot of fire that passed through. So time with dika dibor only because there's dibor, which is a reference to Torah. Ha'leka dibor ruin lisarv. Had it but not been speech, had they not been learning, they would have and should have been burnt.
This is when Eliyahu went to Shammai.
Yeah, exactly. But no one got burnt though. Why didn't they get burned from this Rechav of Esh? Because there is Dibur.
But he went on it.
He went on it, but wasn't burnt, I guess.
Right.
So I say, but the only reason why it came was because Eliyahu Navi was there. Had it not been there, the fire wouldn't have come.
Right.
I hear.
Okay.
Another statement of Amar Rabbi Eli Bar Yivarchia, Shnei Tamid Chacham Hadarim Be'ir Achas, Vei Nochen De Lazeb Halacha.
It explains a little bit.
Yeah, what does it say?
Chazal Pershish Eliyahu Ve'Elisha Asku Be'Divrei Torah Mipnei Kefel hadvarim sheishnim v'asuk hema olchim haloch v'daber, meaning that it's double. Haloch, olchim haloch. V'miyoter alashon darshu shehamila haloch hi milashon halacha. V'im ken haloch v'daber, perush shedibiru v'divrei halacha.
Aha.
V'yesh shepishu shedibur ha'amur v'smichut le'esh romes le'divrei Torah. Oh, it doesn't explain. Okay.
Okay. So then comes on Rabbi Yila Ber Yivarchia, Shnei Tamid Chachamim Hadarim Be'ir Achas. Two, learned individual living in the same city, V'ein Nochen Zeb Halacha, they don't consult each other, B'Halacha, Echad Meis Echad Gola. One will die, one will get exiled. Shenemar, as the Pasuk tells us in Dvarim, Lanus Shama Rotzeach, the Rotzeach, B'Shogi is going to run and seek a safe haven in one of the Ari Mikla, Asher Yitach Hasreya, that he killed his friend, B'Vli Das, without intent. Vein das el Torah, das refers to Torah. Shenemar nin mu'imu bibli das. So a person who learns bibli das,
he wouldn't come to. Meaning he wouldn't come if he would have been learning, he wouldn't have been killing anybody with shogeg. Guy wouldn't have been killed.
No, I think we're darting. No, I don't think that's the point. I think the point is that we're taking the posse, we're darshing it. Das here doesn't mean actual killing. It means Bivli Das, without the Torah. They didn't consult with Torah with each other.
So that's why.
So therefore, one got killed and one got exiled. Right. Then another, and then fine. The Gemara goes on, Vayter now, Amr B'Yehuda B'Reid Yerbichir, Kol Tam and Chacham Shosu B'Torah Mitoch Hadchak. A person learns through difficulty, lack of money, lack of parnasa. Tfilaso Nishmas, his tefillah is heard. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, the Pasuk appears in Yeshaya, Ki Am B'Tzion Yeshev, the nation of Tzion will sit, Bishalim. Bachal lo sivke, he will not cry. Chanoch yachnecha, he will, lashnachinach, and guide and lead. Lekol zakecha, to the voice of his calling out. Kishimata anecha, he will hear and answer. Uksib basrei, afterward it's written, Vanasan Hashem lachem lechem, Hashem will give you bread, tsar, umayim lachatz, and bread and water to drink. So a person who's learning through great difficulties will get his tefillahs answered. Rabbi Abo Omer Masbino Sam Miziv Shechina. Not only that, will also give him to satiate from the Ziv Shechina. Shinemar, the pasuk says, pasuk appears in Yeshayahu, so the very next pasuk. And your eyes will see the teacher, namely HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Ziv HaShechina, whatever that means. Rabbi Acha Bar Chanina Amar Af, he'll go a step further. Af Ein HaPargod Ninal B'Fanav, the Pargod does not close in front of him. The Rashi says Pargod is over the Mechita that doesn't close. Shinemar V'lo Yichanif Od Marecha. Yichanif, it won't close. The Marecha, the teacher, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shechina will not cover anymore. So you have a direct connection when a person learns through a Shah, through a tremendous difficulty, who have a direct connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara now quotes from the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon Gamli Omer, Rabbi Shimon Yishua, Miyom Shechar Beis HaMikdash, that when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, he had said, exactly, there's no day that doesn't have klala, and no, the tal no longer falls in with bracha, and the taste of fruit had been taken away. So the Gemara says, Amar Rava Bechol Yom, V'yom Ruba Klalasa Mishachaveir, every day there's more klala than the previous day. It continues to amount to greater and greater klala. Shinemar, as the pasuk tells us, that appears in the end of Dvarim, Baboker Tomer, in the morning you'll say, Mi Tein Erev, who's going to give the evening? Where is the evening going to come? Uf Erev, when the night comes, you're going to say, Tomer, Mi Tein Boker, will the morning come? So, hey Boker, what Boker are we referring to here? Ilema Boker Dilamachar. If it means the Boker the next day, Mi Yadda Mai Have. Do you know what's going to be? Rashi says, Miyad im yetiv min alayla. Is the day better than the night?
It's going to be better next morning.
But who knows it's going to be better? So, Ella de Chalaf. What does a Chalaf mean?
The day before.
Right. So, Ella, Alma, Aymai kamakaim, Akadusha de Sidura, Ayyehei Shmei Rabba da Gadasa, Shinemar Eret Afasa kimo Ofel Tzameves, Velo Sidarm, Ha'yishidam tofiyam ofel. So what's this referring to here, though? So Rashi says, "Ela alma amai mekayim me'achasha kol molechas tamid v'rabba." So he's asking, since the klal is getting worse and worse every single day, so amai kamekayim, why is it staying? Why is it remaining? What's keeping it going? And the Gemara again answers, "Akadusha desidra." Rashi says, a long Rashi here, "Akadusha desidra." Say the kadusha. Shelo taknu ela shekol yisro oskim b'torah b'chol yom davar muat sheomer kriyasa v'taguma v'hein koskim b'torah. Very good line here. Rashi says it's as if a person should be osik in Torah all day long, and by saying a little bit in the morning, a little bit in the evening, it's osik b'torah. It's as if you're being osik in Torah the entire day. V'chevin shenoag b'chol yisro b'tamidim uv'amei aretz v'yesh, since everyone's involved in the kedusha, v'yesh kan shaim kedushas Hashem v'talmud Torah chavivu. So, Kedusha is the Sidra. He's referring to which Kedusha? I think the Kedusha of Avalat Zion. Let's see. And he's talking about Kedusha after Shemot Avalat Zion. The Kedusha of... Right. So, it's referring to the Shemot Esrei Kedusha and also Avalat Zion. Because of that, which is somehow Rashi says, is as if we're Osik and Torah all day long, that's what keeps the world going. And the Gemara says also Vahayei Shmei Rabba, that we say is also, that's about learning Agadata. The Heshmer Rabba, that was said after Nagadata this year, which is a very high level. There's a lot of footnotes down here talking about this. Shinemar, it's a pasuk says again, an Eov Eretz Afasa Kimo Ofel, Tamavis Velo Sedarim. So a gland that's what? Tired, it's like darkness. And Tamavis is referring to the depths of death, and there's no order. So the implication is, says the Gemara, Ha Yeshudam, if there is order of Parshios, Tofia Meofel, it will be the darkness will be lit up. Okay, so that's somehow how the world's remaining. It shows you the power of Kedusha, the power of Yesh Merabba, and the power of Seder Parshios. Okay, the Gemara says now the two dots, V'lo Yare Tal Levracha V'nital Tam Peros. Tani Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer Tara Betla Tam. The lack of keeping Tara, they no longer Tara, that would remove the sweetness of the fruit. The Reach, Meiser, Batla Tam Reach. Meiser, the fact they were no longer keeping Meiser anymore properly, Bittel Shuman Dagan. They lost the fattening, the juiciness of the grains. Rav Huna Ashkach Tumrasa Dechinu Nisa. One time Rav Huna found a date, dichnusa shmein, a very fat and pleasant smelling date. Sharkla karcha besudra, he took it and wrapped it in a handkerchief. Also Rabba Bray, his son Rabba came, Amarlo, he says, Marchina Recha dechanusa. He says, I smell something delicious. So Amarlay, Bini Tara Yeshpucha, you must have something pleasant. You must be a Tahar person. That's why you're smelling very good. Yehav Nalei, he gave it to him. Adahachi Asa Abba Bray. Then the Abba, his son, whose name was Abba, I think.
Yeah, but
right. So now the grandson of Rav Huna, that is, Shaka Yavnele, he took it and gave it to him. Amalei, so he said, Bini, Samachta Eslibi, you made my heart happy. Vikisa Eshinai, then you knocked out my teeth. So Rashi explains here, on top left, Samachta Eslibi, made me very happy, but Taraskan, that you're very Tahor. Vikisa Eshini, and you knocked out my teeth. Sheherisani, Shavascha Albincha, Yoser Meali, Shinataltim, and even Alchaslo. That you knocked my teeth, that your love on your son is greater than on me, that you took it from me and gave it to your son. Yeah, that's based on the next statement here. Hayin d'amar inchi, that's people say, Rachme, de'aba avne, the love the father gives to the son, is Rachme d'bne avni, is the love of the grandson, to have a Rav Acha bar Yaakov itpe, right? So what's the statement saying here?
Meaning that you pass it down, you don't pass it back up.
Uh-huh.
It's interesting going over the pears because my kids only buy fruits in Israel from Badat, which is a very, very few fruit store. But the fruit is horrible. So I always tell my kids, I said, where is the fruit of Eretz Israel? You go to a regular place and they have a pretty good fruit, but whatever is Badat, it's so terrible.
This Mishnah here.
So I guess now I know from where.
Yeah, exactly. When the Beis Mikdash returns, it will be back to the way it should be. You see from here also the koach of the rech, the koach of smell.
Yeah.
Come only people like Rebbe who are Tara have a very strong sense of smell.
Yeah. They have very little sense of smell.
So that doesn't make sense. That disproves it.
It's not a good
Okay, the Gemara says. Rav Acha bar Yaakov itba be Rav Yaakov bar Barta. Rav Acha, the son of Yaakov, had raised his grandson. Okay. Kigado, when he got older, Amarle Ashken Maya. So he had asked his grandson to give me some water. So Amarle, Lav Brichana, I'm not your son, I'm your grandson. Hainu Dama Inche, Rav. Rebbe Barbat Chana. So Rebbe means I raised him, and he's still nonetheless, he's only my grandson. I'm only your grandson. Even though you raised me, I'm still your grandson. So they bring a riot from here, they talk about the discussion of a kavod that a grandson has to do for the grandfather, based on the statement here.
It means that he doesn't have to be.
Exactly. Sounds like there's no chiv.
Which is very strange.
Yeah, there are riots otherwise. I'm saying the other way around.
The Gemara says that the Torah calls B'nai Banim Banim.
Yeah,
right?
So that's some of the riots the Gemara says in a few places. So this is a back and forth. Right. But if you look at Rashi in the top left here, Rashi's a diak here. Rashi three narrow lines down, he says, Bartchana, V'nai Alai L'chabdecha Kiben. I don't have to honor you like a son does. Does that mean I don't have to honor you at all? Or I don't have to honor you as much as a son. So I have some level of kavod to you, but not like a son does.
Right.
And some are also mechalic. It might be a difference. This is referring to
the daughter of the son.
Exactly, yeah. Right. So that might be a difference.
Yeah, So maybe it was the son's son.
Right. Okay, the new Mishnah tells us now on the bottom, Befulmus shall as Sfinus, I'm not sure I pronounced his name exactly,
Aspasinus.
Right. So the soldiers of Aspasinus, who had attacked Yerushalayim.
Right.
So the Mishnah tells us, Gazru al Atros Chasanim. So when he had attacked, when he came to Yerushalayim, the Chamim were Gozer, that the Chasanim shouldn't wear crowns anymore. Val Ha'iris.
I think it's Vespasianus, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Val ha'iris. So he also goes on iris, which the Gemara will explain what iris means. And b'pumal shel Titus, when Titus came, so then there goes al atos kalos. So the kalos shouldn't wear crowns either. V'shelo yilamid adamas bino yivanis, and they also shouldn't teach a child Greek. B'pumal sa'achon, the very final siege on the city, gazu shelo tete akal b'papirion, that the kalos shouldn't go out in this very fancy tent and canopy. B'soch ha'ir, within the city. Rabboseinu hetiru shetete akal b'apirion b'sochir. And then Rabboseinu argued, and they permitted a Gzentite to go out in the apirion. There's a certain level of tznius was involved in that. Gzentite.
I'm sorry, I was just...
Used to make this very nice ceremony, procession, to go from the house to the husband's house and into a beautiful canopy. So there was a machlokes whether that should have continued after this last siege. So initially Chachamim said they shouldn't do this anymore, and the Chachamim thought it was necessary because it was a level of tznius. These people wouldn't see her, kind of like the veil, I guess, that right. She wears. Mishemesh Rabbi Meir, when Rabbi Meir died, Batlu Moshle Mashalim. No longer were people able to give Mashalim anymore, parables. Mishemesh Ben Azai, Batlu HaShakdanim. Shakdanim referring to, Rashi says, Shakdanim are shokten al delasas beis hamedrash laila v'yom. People who are banging down the doors all night learning. People didn't have the ability anymore to learn with tremendous hasmada. Mishmeis ben Zoman, ben Zoman died, batlu ha-darshanim. The ability to darshan no longer existed. Rashi says, darshanim refers to shayabaki betame mikro. So refers not to darshan as we know it, refers to just being darshaning, very baki, maybe it is referred to darshan. Every single letter, every single trup, we don't have that ability. We're not such experts anymore. Mishmeis Rabbi Akiva, batel kavod ha-Torah, no longer the honor for Torah exists anymore. So Rashi says, batel kavod ha-Torah, shayak nosein libo lijosh kol kotz v'kol, shakolos, every single drop of ink he would darshan. That's kavod ha-Torah, showing every respect, every black drop of ink. The koshkin, certainly, tevus yisero, says Rashi, osios yisero, extra words, extra letters. That's kavod ha-Torah. Nothing's batel. That referred to how we honor people, but how we honor the actual learning of Torah. Mishmeish Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, batlu anshe maisa. No longer were people able to do, no longer anshe maisa. What does that mean, anshe maisa, says Rashi? Betuch v'chashivusa, v'osa maisa muflam. We would do like wondrous things. As the Gemara in Tainus tells us, namte kishurecha yemar l'chomet v'yilok u'la'izim l'habi zeivim karneim. The famous Gemara, very appropriate for the last day of Hanukkah. Rashi refers to the Gemara in Tainus where the girl, Rabbi Chanina's daughter, had no oil. And she said, what am I going to light my Shabbos licht with? And he says, what do you mean? The same person who lights the oil will light the vinegar. Kachava. So the people of anshe maisa we're not longer after the times of Rabbi Chanina no longer existed.
That's why I heard that you probably know before that why do you light, you know, the nace was 7 days, not 8 days. So why do you light 8 days? Because just to teach us that the same nace at the 7 days, because it was no oil, the first day, even though it's nature, it's also a nace.
Right, even teva.
Even teva.
Right. Right, so that's Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa himself. He's the one, when he died, he was the last of the anshe maisa. Mishmeis Rabbi Yossi Katnasa Pasku Chachamim. When Rabbi Yossi Katnasa died, Pasku Chasidim. No longer Chasidis existed. Rashi says, Shayu Chasidim Holchen Vakelim Hu, Hayu Mekatnin Mesofam. That the Chasidim would, that's actually a different line there.
That doesn't say. Pasku Chasidim Vedama Nikra Shemal Katnasa.
Right, the Gemara, where the Mishnah says, Lama Nikra Shemal Katnasa. Shaya Kanasa Shachasidim. He was a Kanasa, the Chasidim. He was what? Of the last, the Chasidim. As the time went on, it diminished. And he was the final, the smallest of the Chasidim. No longer the Chasidis exist. The Mishnah says that Mishamesh Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai batal Ziv HaChachma. The Ziv HaChachma was batal. Rashi says, Zelo Yodanamahi. I don't know what that means. Mishamesh Rabbi Gamliel HaZakein batal Kavod HaTorah. When he died, Kavod HaTorah no longer existed. Rashi explains.
Mishmeis. Yeah. Very much in a rush, or
no? No, we could go. The Marsha apparently says it refers to the Inyanei Olam. Sound like worldly topics.
ובן יהוידע פירש זיו החוכמה שהיה לרבי יוחנן בן זכאי מאור פנים מיוחד מחמת שמחתו בדברי תורה ובחוכמתה על דרך חוכמת אדם תאיר פניו.
Okay. Now the Mishnah says again, Mishmeish Rabbi Gamliel Hazakim, and he died, Bato Kabbalah Torah, which Rashi says that what it means is that they're able to learn standing up. But when he died, it became too hard for them to stand up and learn. When it came to a difficult topic, they had to sit down. They had the inability to show the proper kavod. They were weaker. Then the Mishnah says, Umesa is still going the same statement here. Let's see. Umesa, Tara, Uprishas. So a death, Tyra, and Precious also. These things also were batal. So what does that mean? Okay. So Tyra and Precious were also ended after his death. Mishamesha by Yishmael ben Pavi, Batla Ziv. Hakahuna, and Ziv Kahuna refers to, Rashi says, it sheyachacham v'ashir v'kohanim rabim ochlin al shulchano. He was very, very wealthy and wise, and the kohanim would eat on his table, and he would serve them, and that no longer exists. The proper kavod for kuna didn't exist anymore. And finally, the Mishnah says, Mishmesh Rabbi Badal Adam of Yerschet. When Rabbi died, there no longer existed humility, no longer fear of sin. So the Gemara says, now, Tanur Banner, Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, Omer, Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, Boshu chaverim ubnei chorim, friends were embarrassed, and free people v'chaf roshem v'nil nidaldilu anshe maisa. The Rashi just explained all what's going on here is that let's see, yeah, it's long on the base here, that they would embarrass the Talmud Chachamim. And those who are Bnei Chor, those who are Miyuchas, and Chaf Rosham, they would, they were explained here, the Azepanim Mamzerim, they would, who were the rich people, they would seemingly disgrace all the different Bnei Chor, all the people of Yichas. V'nidaldalu Anshe Maisa, it was very hard to find people who were Anshe Maisa. The Gavru Bali Zara Bali Lashon, those who were stronger, those who were by Lashon Hara, were increasing. Vein Darish, Vein Mavakish, no one was seeking out, no one was darshing for Klal Yisrael, no one was seeking out Rachman, Vein Shol, no one was asking on them. Everything was turned upside down. There was no society, no respect. Amid Lanu Lishayin, Alvinu Shabashmayim. There's nowhere to look, no one to rely on except for HaKadosh Baruch himself. Rabbi Eliezer got the Omer Miyom Shechar Beis HaMikdash, the day was destroyed. Sharu Chakimaye Lemeve Kisafraya. The Chachamim started becoming kindergarten teachers. Visafra Kechazana, and the Sofrim, the kindergarten teachers, became Chazanim. They were serving the Tzibur. Vichazana Kamid Aaron, the Chazanim ended up being Ami Haaretz. Amid Aaron, the Ami Haaretz, ended up becoming Ozla V'Navla. We're walking, wandering. So everyone's kind of moved lower down, and the lower people end up having no jobs and just wandering the world. And who are there to rely on other than a Kodesh Baruch Hu? Bikvas bin Neshicha, the end of the days, time to Mashiach. Chutzpah Yaske. Chutzpah will be overwhelming. The Yoker Yamir. And the prices of things will be very expensive. Hagefen titen pirya, the vineyards, the vines will give off fruit. The yain biyoker, but the wine will be very expensive. Since everyone's going to be involved in drinking, it's going to be very common. Alcoholism will be a problem. Malchus tefech liminus, the government will turn to apikorsis, as you find. Vein tochachas, and there's no tochacha. No one will be able to accept any rebuke. Beisvat. Yelznus, as we're finding, unfortunately. Place of Chachamim, Tamid Chachamim, Rabbanim are becoming involved in Znus. Vagalil Yecharav, the Agavlan Yishom, the Galil refers to the, I guess, the northern area of Eretz Yisrael, will be destroyed. and Gavan, which is an area Yishom, will be desolate. Vanshe Gvul, the people of the borders of Eretz Israel, Yisovu Mir Lir, will go from city to city looking for money. They'll have no money. V'lo Yichananu, and no one's going to have rachamim on them. V'chachmus HaSofrim, the wisdom of the Sofrim Tisarech will spoil. The Yirachet Yimasu, and those who fear Hashem will be disgraced, will be minimized. V'emes Nehaderes, and truth will be, what does Nehaderes mean? Will be hard to find. Na'arim Pnei Zakenim Yalbinu, and the young kids will embarrass the elders, frowning so often with the children, the way they treat their parents. Zakenim Yamdu Mibnei Ketanim, the elders will stand for the younger ones. Ben Menavel Av, a son will be disgracing the father. And Bas Kama Bima, and the daughter will disgrace the mother. Kala Bechamosa, the daughter of the daughter to the mother-in-law. Oyvei Eish Anche Beso, the people of the house will be so many feuds, family feuds and enemies within the families. Pnei Ador Kifnei Kalev, the leaders of the generation will be like faces of dogs. Haben Enim Tzbiash Ba'aviv, the son will do things that will normally be embarrassing, but he won't be embarrassed in front of his father. Va'ama Yeshlan Elishan, what we have to rely on, the place is completely upside down. Al Avinu Shemeshman, that's all we have to rely on. Gemara now says, Amar Rav, Loshana Elashel Melech V'Gafris. It's only first to going back to the situation now when they said that it was also to wear the crowns of the Chasanim hands when the sieges were taking place in Yerushalayim. It's only referring to that which was made of salt and right. So they said they only go there if these crowns were made of melech and gufr, salt and sulfur, whatever other material this is. Aval shel hadas v'shel vered mutar. But it was made of hadassah, made of roses, that was permitted still. That's according to Rab. But Shmuel Omer Af Shel Hadas V'Shaverid Aser, even roses and hadassim type crowns were forbidden as well. Shakan V'Shachilis Mutar, but if it was made of some type of branches, that would be okay. The Chayin Tani Levi also taught this, rather Levi, Omer Af Shakan V'Shachilis Aser, he said, even that would be Aser, all types of crowns were forbidden. The Chayin Tani Levi V'Mesisa Af Shakan V'Shachilis Aser.
You want to go when I finish?
No, it's fine. I'll go to the 8 o'clock. Yeah, thank you. The Gemara says, now, the Iris was also bought, there was also something that there were gozer on. So, my exactly Iris? What's Iris that the Mishnah had referred to? Amar Rabbi Elazar, Tavla Dechad Puma. It refers to a bell that they would play in one bell that they would play in a party. Rabba by Rav Huna, so they said, no longer, you can't do any bells anymore. It was used for singing. It was an instrument. Rabba bar Rav Huna Avidlai Libre Tanbura. He made a tanbura, Rashi says tanbura, tambourine maybe. Tanbura, Rashi says, is Kach Korin Osa Balashan Laz Tanbur, who also defnos of Agulos Kain Nafer.
Tambor, in Spanish.
Oh yeah, what is it? Tambourines?
Tambourines.
That's tambourines.
It seems like it says because they're round and, right? That's what Rashi says.
Yeah, it sounds like some type of tambourine or some sort. Okay, something that you hit and makes noise. So he made for his son a tanbura. Sasavua tavre. So his father came and broke it. I guess Rabbi Bar Rav Huna's father broke it. I guess Rav Huna, that is. Rav Huna broke it. Amalei michlaf betavla dechad puma. So this could be confused with the Pamon, they asked the Pamon, now you're permitting the tambourine. Okay, you're right, Mikadin is probably okay, but people are going to confuse the two, so therefore you shouldn't even allow that as well. Zil Averle Apuma de Chatzva, Apuma de Kapiza. Make it have some type of other material, I guess, in which case it won't be confused with the initial bell that was decreed upon. Okay. Invite to the Gemara says, Befumel Shaltitis Gajal Atos Kalos, they go there on the crowns of Kalos. My Atos Kalos, what does it refer to? Amar Rabba Bar Bechana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ir Shel Zahav. What's an Ir Shel Zahav? Rashi says, Atar Shel Zahav, a golden crown, V'ir Shel Zahav, Mitzuyeres Aleha. And a city of gold was painted, or I don't know, inscribed on the crown. That's why it's called, that's what Ir Zahav.
This is for what? This was for the Kalos.
The Kalos, yeah.
Got married.
Mm-hmm. The Tananami Hachi, the Brisa says this as well. Ezu Ataris Kalos. What are the crowns of Kalos? Ir Shel Zahav. But what you can make is some type of covering, like a hat made of a white wool, says Rashi. That would be permitted. Tana af of chupas chasanim gazu. They also go there on a chupa of a semai chupas chasanim. Zuhuris hamuzuhavos. Some type of a golden talus that they would make around the chupa. They said that's going too far. You have to limit some of the fanciness in the chasanim. Tana mihachi. The Brisa says as well. Elohin chupas chasanim zuhuris hamuzuhavos. Aval osa papyrus v'tola ba kol mashirta. They can use it, make it out of papyrus, which is some type of kippa, a parshan, yeah? Magle 8.
Oh, no,
I'm not sure exactly the material that's referring to, but it can't be this golden material that they're referring to. Mishol Yilamis Beno Yivanis, the Gemara says that the Mishnah taught us that no longer are you allowed to teach your child Greek. Tan Rabbanon Kishit Saru Malche Beis Chashmonoi, very appropriate for the last day of Chalamah, for of Chanukah rather. Zel Zeh, Hayu Horkenes Mibachot Vis. So when Malchi Beis David, Rashi explains in Malchus Beis Chashmonai, rather says Malchi Beis Chashmonai is Shnei Achim Shayu Miskoden Alam Lucha Hurkenes Varish Dablis. These two of the dynasty of Chashmonai were fighting with each other. Who's going to take over? So Hurkenes was on the outside and Aristablis was on the inside. And B'chol Yom V'Yom, every single day, Hayu Mishalshen Dinarim B'Kupa, they would send out some money in a box, umalan lehem tamidim, and they'd bring back the tamidim to be shechted in the Beis Hamikdash on the inside. Hayasham zaken echav. There's one elderly man, Shayamakir bechachmas Yivanis, new Greek, laz lehem bechachmas Yivanis. He had told on them in Greek. Amalehem, he told they're trying to take them over. He said, he gave them a little hint. He told them, kozman she'oskim be'avodah, when they're involved in the avodah, they're giving the tamidim, the karbanos. Ein nimsar miyadchem, they're not going to be handed over to you. The avodah is protecting them. So they did the same thing, they gave the money over. But now this time the Greeks, they send up a pig. And came in Shagir, we know this Gemara. Gemara appears also in Baba Kama, Menachos. And came in Shagir, once it started reaching the walls, and Nats, it dug its nails, the pig dug its nails into the wall. Nizdazea Eretzel Arba Ameas Parsa. And there was an earthquake, the ground shook. 400 parsas throughout Eretz Israel. Also show that moment, Amru Adam Shigadal Chazerim, they had given a curse. Anyone who raises pigs, V'aru Adam Shilamid Levno Chachma Yivanis, anybody who teaches their children Greek will also be cursed. But also, on that time, Shanina, we learned Maisa Uba Omer Migagas Tzrifim. That was the same time period when they brought the Omer for that year from the rooftops of Tzrifim, the top of little tents. Ushjalacham Bikas Ayin Socher, and they had to find places for grains. In the Bikas in Ayin Socher, they found some wheat to make the Shtelechem. So this is the Maisa. Eini, is this really true? Vahama Rabbi? Yeah.
Sorry. So what does he have to do? Who was outside? Hurkenes or Aristotle?
Hurkenes was inside. That's right, he was on the outside, rather.
But Hurkenes was also the son of what? Of it says according to Alexander Yanai, right? Vanashel HaMelech Alexander Yanai Mibayt Hashmonai. But where are the Yivanim getting mixed up here? I don't understand.
Right, Hyrcanus was sending, not the Greek, he was sending actually the Romans. He was sending the Romans.
It's a Vesugia, Megalanum, and Neymar Shekurkanus, I have maybe Fnim, Aristobulus, and Rafuts. I guess there's something wrong.
But Hyrcanus apparently had brought in the Roman soldiers to help take over Yerushalayim.
Because he was upset.
Right. So then this elderly man told the Romans, and they spoke in Greek, I guess also.
Right.
So he told them.
The rabbi Wine says that when you invite the bear for lunch, he stays for dinner.
I guess so. Yeah. Okay. So the Gemara now says, Eini, is this really true? V'hama Rabbi, didn't Rabbi say Beretz Yisrael Lashon Sursi Lama? Where is Rashi here? Is it really us to teach Greek?
Beretz Yisrael Lashon Sursi niv mesuyam shel aramit. It's some kind of aramit.
Which is a derivation of Aramaic. So why? Ela ilashin hakolish ilashin yivanis. V'amar Rav Yosef b'Bavel lashin arami lama. Ela olashin kolish olashin parsi. Lashin yivanis lechud v'chachmas yivanis lechud. That's the answer. So what's the question here? So what's the lashin sursi here? Why would they use this? Let's see. Maybe he's advising in Eretz Yisrael, a person should say, either speak Lashon Sursi, Lashon like Aramaic.
Okay.
So it sounds like it's... No, I'm sorry, Lama Sursi Lama. Why do you have to speak Aramaic? Either speak Hebrew or speak Yavanis. That's much clearer. People understand Hebrew and Greek. Why speak Aramaic? And Rav Yossi said, in Bavel, why do you speak Aramaic? Either speak Lashon Kodesh or speak Persian.
Right.
But we see from here that it's permitted to say, to speak in Greek. So they say, no, two different things. One's referring to Lashon Yavanis Lechud v'Chachma Yavanis Lechud. So Lashon Yavanis is permitted. Chachma Yavanis is not permitted. So the Gemara says, v'Chachma Yavanis mi'asri, is it really asr to learn Chachma Yavanis? V'ha'amar Rabbi Yehuda, Mishmuel, Mishum, Rimshim, Gamliel, Ma'ay Techsev, what's the Pasuk mean when it says, Eini Olo Nafshi, Mikol Benos Iri, Elf Yiladim Hayu B'Beis Abba. So what's going on here? They quote a pasuk here in Eicha that says again, "Eini olah lenafshi mekol benos iri," that there are 1,000 yiladim, there are 1,000 children hayu beveis abba, my father's house, in the house of Rabbi Gamliel, and chamesh meos lamdu Torah, 500 learn Torah, chamesh meos lamdu chachma yivanis, 500 learn Greek, v'lo nishar behem ela anikan v'venachi abba baasya. Everyone was killed by the Romans, and the only one left over was me, and my nephew.
This is just, it's a
ma'aseh,
but it just shows that they did learn
Chokhmah Yivanis. Aha. So the Gemara explains, no, Shaini, his house was different. The Krovel Malchus Havo, they had to be able to consult and converse. They needed to know Greek in order to be familiar with the language and to speak the Chokhmah to negotiate with the government. The Tanya, the Baraita tells us, Mesaper Kome, a person would cut their hair in a certain way and they leave them long in the back. That's you can't have a haircut like that. That's the chukas akum. Avtolus ben Ruven hitirlo saper kome shukarv lamalchus. They permitted him to cut it since he was close to the malchus. He had to dress in a certain way in order to affiliate with them. That was permitted. There's certain heterim sometimes when it comes to dealing with politics. Okay, then the Gemara says. Lost the place for a second. Okay. Shabesh Rav Gamliel hetir lehen Chachma Yavanis mipnei shekrovin l'malchus. Same idea. They permitted him as well to learn Chachma Yavanis in order to have a dialogue with the kings. Upapumus ha'achron, the Gemara quotes, Gazu shel tete kalba parin v'chule. They said they can no longer go out in this fancy canopy. By time of Mishim Tsinusa, so Rabban thought they still should be able to go out in this canopy because you have to have the proper tsinus. The woman's going to get married. We don't want men seeing her, so therefore we keep her in the canopy. Mishemesh Rabbi Yochanan b'Bala Chachma. When he died, there's no longer Chachma. Tani Rabbanan Mishemesh Rabbi Yalezer Nigna Sefer Torah. When he died, they hid the Sefer Torah. So Rashi says Nigna Sefer Torah. What does that mean? Shehaya Bal Halachos. He knew all the halachos mipiashmu. He had a semesora harbe v'seduros b'fiv. He knew it all by heart. He lukasa b'sefer as if it's written in the Sefer Torah. Kedamar b'sanhedrin harbe Torah lamadati miriabosai lo yodel shani shone shaloshes off in the halachas ben tios kishun shalosh meos b'veres aza. He knew so much. So I guess as a symbol, they had buried the Sefer Torah. I mean, they just said they lost the Sefer Torah, probably.
It's just right. I think it's just like meaning that you to ask if they lost the Sefer Torah.
Aha.
It was like a Sefer Torah.
Fine. Mishmesh be Yeshua batla etza. No longer did people with wisdom and advice existed who machshav and thought. Mishemesh Rabbi Akiva Batla Zorei Torah, the arms of Torah, if you will, Nistatmu Mayinos HaChachma, and the springs of Torah was closed, sealed. Mishemesh Rabbi Elazar Ben Azariah Batlu Atos HaChachma, the crowns of Torah was batal. She'ataros HaChachma Asham. That the
Mishle.
Right. Mishemesh Rabbi Chanina Ben Dosa Batlu Anshimai, as we saw. Mishmeis Abba Yosi ben Ketunusa Bala Chasidim, V'lamra Nikashma Abba Yosi ben Ketunusa, Shaya Mekane Chasidim, he was of the last Chasidim. Mishmeis ben Azai Balu Hashkashakdanim, those who spent all day in the Beis Medrash no longer existed. Mishmeis ben Zoma Balu Hadarshanim, Mishmeis ben Shemingam Leo Allah Govai. The Govai, what refers to grasshoppers, I guess. Rebu Taros, and many Taros came upon Klal Yisrael. Mishmeis Rebbe Huchbalu Taros, when he died, they started really multiplying all the different Taros. And finally, the last two lines, Mishmeis Rebbe Balu Anavav Yerashchei, when Rebbe died, no longer humility existed, and no longer was a Yerashchei. Amar Le Rav Yosef Latana Lo Titne Anava Dika Ana. What do you mean? Don't say that the Anava was Bato. This is a famous end of the Masechta. Rav Yosef said, I'm still alive and I'm a humble person. So Amar Le Rav Nachman Latana Lo Titne Yerashchei Dika Ana. And they shouldn't learn the Mishnah that there's no longer Yerashchei because Rav Nachman says, I have Yerashchei. Alright. Interesting way to leave off the Masechta. There's a lot to be said. But Hadron Alach Eglarufa Vaslikalach Masechas Sota. Azav, you should say the Hadrons. Sure, I don't have Hodgins in mind.
I
should definitely say that's a good bracha on a tefillah. Okay.